Now, I didn't think that I would be speaking so soon again to the communications, our head of communications for Inner City Helping Homeless, Brian McLaughlin. Brian joined me last week, as you know, to discuss the worrying trend of homeless figures rising amongst children. But we are going to discuss again, and we're going to chat again to Brian this morning, in relation to the allocation, I suppose, of money to the homeless sector in last week's budget. Brian, first of all, good morning. Welcome again to the programme, and thank you for making time for us again so soon.
No problem.
I would suggest, Brian, that it's very worrying when you see a minister allocating the type of money that Pascal Donoghue mentioned in last week's budget for homeless organisations, because to me it says they haven't a snowball's chance in hell of solving the problem.
Not at all. You're correct there, Donny. It's almost an admittance of the fact that the numbers are going to continue to rise. We're not seeing any real proper measures put in place to really make a dent on the homeless crisis. And as you say, adding kind of extra funds to the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive is just sustaining overnight hostels. It's sustaining the problem. It's not putting money into the right areas to actually fix it.
Brian, maybe you could give a pocketbook run-through of exactly what allocations Pascal Donoghue made for homelessness in last week's budget. And I think while you're at it, Brian, maybe if you could tell us what he felt the perceived benefits and advantages of this money was going to be, as opposed to what you think the actual effect of this allocation is.
Well, I suppose the biggest thing we should take into consideration is last year's budget was actually classified as the housing budget. Now, this budget this time around, as we all know, has been Brexit-proofed, and, you know, Brexit's the main factor in this particular one. So to think that they put all their efforts into a housing budget last year and it made no real impact on the homelessness figures and the homeless crisis really shows us how out of touch the government are. And again, the government are fantastic at throwing money amounts, you know, at a situation and saying, well, this is what we're investing in it. But again, they're investing the majority of it into the private rental sector via HAP and rental support. You know, it's the private developers. It's not the state-funded, local authority-led building projects, which is what we need. So there's no question that they're spending money, but they love to throwing the amount that they're actually spending on it. But again, they're not spending it in the right areas. So I think the biggest frustration we'd have is that we want to see the money spent in a not only an empathetic and compassionate way to get people off the streets and out of hotels, bed and breakfasts and family hubs and into their own homes. Economically, it doesn't make any sense, because what they're doing is they're piling money into the black hole of the private rental sector. The rents are then driving up as a result. There's too much demand and not enough supply to deal with it. We have people from the social housing waiting list who are in tenancies with, you know, through housing assistance payment, and they're not in secure tenures. They might not be there in 5 years. There's too many loopholes for landlords to get out of tenancies. So again, they're just pouring money into a black hole and not doing anything to actually properly address the crisis.
As the old adage went, Brian, throwing good money after bad, so yes?
Absolutely. And I mean, we've often said this for, you know, ourselves, Donny, but I genuinely feel that in 10 years' time, there's going to be millions spent on tribunals over the inadequacies and the incompetencies of this current government and what they're doing with regards to the housing crisis.
And that's not counting the millions that's going to have to be spent on psychology experts and help for young people who are growing up in these environments.
And absolutely, and as we all know, even outside, stepping outside of homelessness and housing, we're way under-resourced when it comes to mental health supports for adults and children alike. The suicide rate is so high across the country, and there's just not enough supports in place. Wraparound support services are something that are essential to getting someone out of the situation they're in, particularly in homelessness, because what we've seen over the years is that a lot of people might have a pre-existing mental health issue or an addiction issue, but we've also seen adults and children alike developing mental health issues as a result of being homelessness and a result of being in a hotel or a bed and breakfast for 2 years. And so the government, in essence, are causing these mental health problems for these families and for these individuals and haven't put any money into trying helping them with those issues. So again, it's pouring money into private developers' pockets, it's pouring money into landlords' pockets, and it's doing nothing to fix the problem.
Brian, I know we've touched on this so many times, and it's a question I kind of keep asking you because, you know, you must be getting bored with it at this stage, but how many actual new houses were our new apartments, our new, came on stream, and I'm talking about where there was brick put on top of brick, not something that was refurbished, not something that was changed over for change of use, etc. But how many new dwellings came online in Dublin last year?
Well, that's the problem, and you hit the nail on the head in what you said there. The government are counting, you know, refurbishments. They're counting Part 5 acquisitions where they purchase above the odds for you know, a property off a private developer. We've seen that in the whole, I suppose, catastrophe over O'Devany Gardens, whereby they were trying to define affordable as a combined wage of €109,000 a year and €42,000 in savings. So that's not affordable by any stretch of the imagination for the majority of the country. So what we found, when you break down the numbers and look through the figures that the government are putting out, they're not going to hit their targets as it stands now for Rebuild Ireland, for actual new builds in 2019. And what you have to remember is those targets were set back in 2016 when the problem wasn't as severe as it is now. So not only have the targets not been increased to meet what's happening with regards to the homelessness crisis, they're actually not going to make their own targets for this year the way it stands now. As of the end of, you know, Q2, which would be the end of June, they were showing to be well behind the target that was set by Rebuild Ireland. Now, the minister, of course, will come out and say, oh, we're still on target, and what he's hearing is that we're going to hit the target. But that target was even way lower than it should have been. So, you know, again, it's this government is phenomenal at spin. And I think that's what people have to realise. You know, you have to look behind what they're putting out there and what they're saying and actually look at where the money is going. And if you look at where the money is going, it's not going to the right people and it's not going to solve the problem. Like, the way they're dealing with it right now, this problem is going to still be getting worse in 3-4 years' time.
Brian, on a completely different matter, and I'm very grateful to you because I appreciate that you have stepped out from a meeting that you're having today with Google where you're trying to get them on board to give you a help. Can you just tell us something about that and we'll let you back to your meeting?
Yeah, so basically Google got involved with regards to giveback.ie, which was an app that's been launched recently on the Google Play Store for people that shop online. So it's a partnership with Inner City Health and Homeless and the giveback.ie people. So how it works is, they've signed up 1,200 retailers. So if you download the giveback.ie app and you shop online from any of the 1,200 retailers, including some of the biggest in the world, like your eBays, your Amazons, Marks and Spencers, Hotels.com, if you purchase online with any of those companies, between 1% and 10% of what you spend will go to giveback.ie, and 100% of that will be donated to ICHH. So for anyone that's actually buying online, it won't cost you one extra cent, but if you download giveback.ie, between 1% and 10% of what you spend on these sites will actually go towards helping us fight the homeless crisis and end street homelessness in Ireland. So we're in with Google today to follow up on that, but also we're also looking at other ideas with regards to empowering people that are homeless, you know, maybe computer courses or things that will actually help them for their CV to get them back into the workfold again. So we're looking at ideas, I suppose, outside the box to try and help people in as many ways as we possibly can. I suppose another thing that you might not be aware of, but as news broke yesterday morning, on Sunday morning, that a homeless man in Cork was beaten to death overnight on Saturday night. So we just got that news yesterday morning when we woke up, and that really highlights just how severe things are out there. People on the streets are in serious risk. Their lives are at risk. We're coming into the winter. We've had so many deaths in our street over the last couple of years, and the government just don't seem to care. I mean, they consistently, as we both know, Donnie, stand up in the Dáil, whether it's Damien English or Owen Murphy, and say quite clearly there's a bed for everybody that needs it. And that's quite simply not true. We saw it in the 2 weeks ago as we were expecting the storm Lorenzo to hit the country, and we were guaranteed that there would be a bed for every single person. Now, if someone looks back at our social media pages, they will see a video where we called the free phone number on the Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. to receive a message, automated message, to say there was no beds available for single adults, be it male or female. And that particular night, our teams assisted 166 people out in the streets of Dublin. So for them to go up in the Dáil and say over and over again there's a bed for everyone that wants it is an absolute lie. And yet again, we're seeing another death in the street in Cork, which highlights the fact that not only do we not have enough beds, but there isn't enough trust in the hospital system. And they need to address that, and they need to address it quick. But they just seem determined to continue on with the same vein and the same solutions that aren't a solution. And we're seeing that based on the numbers we're dealing with every month.
Well, Brian, as I said, I'm very grateful to you for stepping out from that very, very important meeting, because it sounds like a lovely initiative and a wonderful initiative with Google this morning. Brian McLaughlin, Communications Officer with Inner City Helping Homeless. Once again, Brian, I have to thank you for your time. And on behalf of everybody listening this morning and everybody here at Near FM, can I just thank you for the work you do in there, and continued success. If it's probably a wrong way to approach it, but you understand what I mean, Brian.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Donnie, and have a good day.
Thank you indeed. Thank you.